This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Last night, after just 3 days of official review, and after voting on more than 400 amendments in just one day, the Massachusetts House approved a $32.4 billion budget. And lawmakers cast their votes just as the clock struck midnight.
Hundreds of amendments, including one that would put limitations on what the poor could buy with welfare aid, all dealt with blinding speed and in the dead of night. Well, it's actually not that unusual, but the process did not sit well with a number of legislators. Here's Representative Ruth Balzer of Newton.
I rise in opposition to this amendment and to express my deep sadness that this is even before us, that it's before us at 11:15 when at midnight we're going to have to vote on this, that we're doing this kind of legislation, radical changes to our laws, radical changes to the treatment of poor people in our society. We don't have an opportunity to amend this. This isn't before a committee where I could say, let's at least wipe cosmetics off the list. God, do we have to insult every poor woman in the nation with this? We don't have an opportunity because somehow we have to get this done tonight. Why?
Why indeed? Joining us now is WBUR's Deborah Becker. Hi there, Deb.
Hello there.
So, Deb, the metaphor of sunlight not getting into a process here seems to come in mind regarding the budget, but that seems to be backed up by a survey into the state's overall integrity or governance that you've been reporting on this year. So tell us what the survey has found vis-a-vis the state's budget process.
Well, that survey, in case you don't remember, is what was called, or is called still, the State Integrity Investigation. And WBUR was the public radio partner in this investigation, which was done by Public Radio International, the Center for Public Integrity, and Global Integrity. And what it did was looked at several areas measuring transparency in each state around the country and therefore measuring the risk of corruption in the state. Massachusetts' lowest ranking in comparison to other states is for the process that we're witnessing right now, this state budget process. We got the lowest grade possible. We rank 47th in the nation when it comes to our state budget process.
47th in the nation.
Ouch. And F grade.
An F,
big
flat
F.
Out F grade. Mm-hmm. And what contributed to that F?
Well, the State Integrity Investigation and the New England Center for Investigative Reporting looked at various areas in our budget process and cited several weaknesses among them. Little public debate, because much of it occurs behind closed doors about spending. Budget amendments being consolidated without any discussion. The difficulty in tracking votes because of that. And the difficulty in just tracking state spending in general. The investigation also said Massachusetts does not have a well-resourced state budget office to provide spending analysis, and it says that the legislative committee overseeing spending, the Ways and Means Committee, is rated as weak.
Wow. So as we mentioned at the top, it's an incredible laundry list here, but amongst those things that we were mentioning at the top was 400 amendments reviewed in just one day, just yesterday alone. And obviously, there can't be time for that much discussion when there's so many issues to have to churn through.
Right. And it's very difficult to discuss anything, really, although there are discussions that happen behind closed doors, which is what many people are angry about. And of course, folks can't track. What did my lawmaker vote on this? You know, what happened with this particular item? And oftentimes in the budget debate, lawmakers do something and create something known as a consolidated amendment. And what that is it takes a bunch of amendments on one topic and bunches them all together. And then there's one vote on, say, 15 different things because all the spending pertains to education. So people won't know until they sort of siphon through all of the things whether that particular education issue was put into that consolidated amendment. And they won't know how their lawmaker voted. So,
and you're at the risk of killing them all if there's one that you happen to disagree
with. Exactly. So there's not a lot of discussion, little or no debate. It's something that's been going on for years. And we spoke with Pam Wilmot, Director of Common Cause, about this. Let's listen to what she had to say.
There is a way that our amendments that our lawmakers propose are sort of sorted through and approved and even debated in a closed room. And that has been something that we've talked about for a while, is not as open and transparent as it could be.
Well, Deb, you said at the top of our conversation here that the state integrity investigation is looking into all this because of overall the risk of corruption. And how does that risk stand here in Massachusetts?
Well, that's right. That's what the state integrity investigation measures. And it says that Massachusetts overall, it gives Massachusetts a C grade, which really isn't bad. And the state ranks 11th in the nation in terms of its risk of corruption. So overall, what the survey says is the state has done very well passing laws, particularly after some high-profile scandals, which we're all very well aware of. But we haven't done so well in figuring out the details of how to implement those laws and make them most effective.
So any hope that the budget process might change then?
Well, you heard Pam Wilmot suggest that her organization, Common Cause, is looking into that. And we've also seen the governor take steps to do his open online government spending initiative, which has really helped in a lot of ways and helped some people be able to track spending a little bit better. And we also spoke with Northampton State Representative Peter Cocut. He's House Chair of the Committee on State Administration and Oversight, and he maintains that transparency has improved at the State House.
I think if you look at the budget process in particular, I think if you look at the contracting process that the Commonwealth utilizes, we've come light years in the past 5 years in terms of being transparent and allowing everyone access to see how much people make, where they work, and how their tax dollars are being spent.
And there, of course, Representative Cocut is referring to the governor's online spending initiative, which makes it more transparent. But we're back to the budget with the Senate, also known for pushing through spending plans very quickly, and it's expected to consider its budget in about a month.
Well, we've got a link to the state integrity investigation at radioboston.org. WBUR's Deborah Becker, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Stay with us up next when Chef Barton Seaver thinks of sustainable seafood. An unexpected word comes to mind: canned seafood. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.